Parker's a little under the weather today, so I'll try to get us through. If you'll join me, I'll lead us in the invocation, and I'm going to ask Commissioner Senegal to lead us in the pledge. All rise, please.
Our Heavenly Father, as we gather together to take care of our county's business, we pay you homage, acknowledge your majesty, acknowledge the fact that you're the source, life, wisdom, all good things. Lord, as we conduct this business, we ask that you lead us and guide us. Give us where we fail you. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Please join me. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Under the purchasing department agenda, I've been asked to hold item A for future consideration. Item B, consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file the renewal contract for printer maintenance for Jefferson County with Sirius for the period of November 19th, 2010 to November 18th, 2011, in the amount of $29,566. This is in accordance with Texas contract 4-70080, transferred to DIR from CPA. Item C, execute, receive, and file the renewal contract for crushed slag and asphalt products for Jefferson County, the term of November 2nd, 2010 to November 1st, 2011, with KAT Excavators, Excavation and Construction Incorporated. Item D, execute, receive, and file renewal term contract for crushed slag and asphalt for Jefferson County for the term November 2nd, 2010 through November 1st, 2011 with Martin Asphalt Company. E, consider and possibly approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by the local government code for broken or obsolete items. F, consider and possibly approve disposition of salvage properties authorized by local government code 263-152A4 by donating it to a charitable organization, Texas Recycling Association. G, consider and possibly approve disposition of salvage properties authorized by local government code 263-152A4 by donating it to a charitable organization, the Goodwill Computer Depot. Do I have a motion on the above items? I have a motion by Coach Senegal and second by, Commissioner Senegal and second by Commissioner Alford to approve all items listed, holding item A under purchasing. Is there any further discussion regarding any of these items? Not, I'll call for the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motions carry. Under County Commissioner, consider authorizing the county judge to continue or terminate the burn ban order. Greg Fountain, our emergency manager, we anticipated that we would probably lift it today. However, we're finding is that even with this weather, there are some areas of the county that still have a lot of dry fuel on the ground, and at least one fire chief has asked us to continue the burn ban till further notice. So it's a recommendation of emergency management that we do so. Item B, unless there's further action, that will allow the burn ban to continue in effect. Item B, receive and file executed interlocal agreement with the UN Center Incorporated. Item C, consider and possibly approve a proclamation proclaiming November 19th, 2010. It's National Adoption Day, and in just a minute, I'll call on Jennifer Vincent to say a word regarding that issue. Item D, consider and possibly approve a proclamation proclaiming the month of November as Home Care and Hospice Month. Item E, consider and possibly approve health premiums for the 2011 with the Southeast Texas Government Employee Benefit Pool. And there's a copy of that attached, and there's a copy, should be a copy up there for the public to look through. consider and possibly approve the reappointment of Commissioners Leroy McCall Jr. and Frank R. Rose to the Board of Commissioners for Jefferson County Drainage District Number 3. Item G, consider authorizing the county judge to execute a waiver of recovery zone bond allocation. If I can stop there for just a second, we got a notice of this program really late in the process. We still have very incomplete information about the county's eligibility and which types of projects would be covered. Mr. Brandick has been trying to communicate with the state regarding this issue. There are a lot of unanswered questions. Mr. Brandick's request is that we hold this item until Commissioner's Court can receive further information to allow us to make an informed decision. Which department?
Information as to what types of projects were eligible or anything of that nature. So I had a long conversation with the Texas Bond Review Board Friday and receiving some more information, so we'll see whether or not it's something we can capitalize on.
Does anyone on the court have a problem with holding this issue? Item H, considering possibly approve the certified roll jurisdiction summary resolution for the tax roll for the tax year 2010 for Jefferson County. Item I, consider and approve the district attorney's fiscal year 2010 Chapter 59 asset forfeiture report by the attorney representing the state on a multi-county jurisdiction. And item J is a request for a name change. We had very little information on this, but Commissioner Alfred has been working apparently with the developer. We feel like it's probably something the court could act on, but there are a couple of legal questions regarding a possibility of a public hearing and some things like that that Commissioner Alpha would really like to have answered to reach a comfort level, right. And I think it's a very appropriate request to hold this for a week until we can get those questions answered.
I hold it for a week, and Don, whoever your department have been working on this, we need to get them to get us answered this as soon as possible, okay?
Okay, gentlemen, if we agree to continue the burn ban and to hold item G and item J, is there a motion to approve the other items?
So
we have a motion by Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any further discussion regarding?
I have one question though, on F. Well, who appoint those?
If I remember, it's a commissioner in precinct one.
Precinct one? Okay.
That's just off the top of my head. If I remember correctly, that particular drainage district lies within his. Well, I don't know though, Commissioner. I don't know.
Paul.
Right? Yeah. Y'all want to hold it for a week?
If you don't mind, let's hold it because okay. I just noticed the letter and I was trying to make sure that we have everything laid out by the appropriate okay. person doing those.
Would
referrals.
You amend your motion to also hold item F?
I'll amend it to hold item F.
Okay. Okay, we have the second amended. Okay. There's no further discussion. I'll call for the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motions carry. Jennifer Vincent, would you come to the mic, please?
Thank you.
Jennifer, if it will help you out some, let me go ahead and read the proclamation, set a little groundwork, and then I'll let you take it from there.
Thank you.
Whereas Jefferson County recognizes the importance of giving children permanent, safe, and loving families through adoption, and whereas more than 123,000 children in the United States foster care system are waiting to be adopted, and whereas more than 5,003 children in Texas are waiting for permanent families, and whereas more than 35 children in Jefferson County are waiting for permanent families, and whereas to help these children find permanent, nurturing families, the local courts of Jefferson County will open their doors on National Adoption Day, Friday, November 19, 2010, to finalize the adoption of local children and join other organizations to celebrate all adoptions. And whereas this effort, along with these similar celebrations in all 50 states around the country, will offer children the chance to live in stable and loving families and encourage other dedicated individuals to make a powerful difference in the lives of a child through adoption. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County, Texas, does hereby proclaim November 19, 2010 as National Adoption Day in Jefferson County. And in doing so, we urge all citizens to join in this national effort to raise awareness about the importance of adoption.
Thousands of older foster children are asking themselves, why not me? Why can't I have a family? During November, which is National Adoption Awareness Month, the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services, DFPS, is asking caring adults, why not you? Why not adopt an older child? This month, mass adoptions and other events are being held across the state to put the spotlight on the plight of children waiting for permanent homes and a chance at normal lives. Many events occur near National Adoption Day. Jefferson County will be celebrating National Adoption Day on Friday, November 19, 2010, at 1:30 in the 317th courtroom at the Jefferson County Courthouse. 20 children will be adopted into 12 forever families. The number of children adopted from state care has increased dramatically since the introduction of the Why Not Me campaign in 2007. Last year, 4,772 abused or neglected children and teens were adopted from state care in Texas. Yet the need for safe and loving homes has not diminished. More than 5,800 children in Texas foster care are awaiting adoption today. Please join DFPS and the many partners that make this day possible for these children on November 19th. Thank you.
Thank you.
We brought something for you. Do you mind if we approach
Great,
the bench?
Sure. Judge Shelton, thank you for taking time out of your busy day to be here. I know you've been a big supporter of this program.
Thank you. And I just also wanted the court to recognize the volunteers, the attorneys, they volunteer their services to do the adoption free of charge. And I think that just shows the type of bar that we have in Jefferson County. And I personally am just real proud of all they're doing. I think we have 26 kids, 20 children. So I want to invite all of you to come down to Judge Thorne's court. I get to preside over it this year. Probably one of the only good things I ever get to do is adoptions. And so anyway, so we're going to have it's going to be a big day. These kids already have families. We're just making a legal recognition, of their families. And so I know it's going to be a great day. Thank you.
Thank you, Judge. Thank you, Jennifer. Under County Auditor, consider and approve interlocal agreements with the City of Groves, City of Beaumont for funding of the 2008 Port Security Grant Program. Jefferson County is the fiduciary agent for distribution of funds under this grant. Item B, consider paying regular county bills, check number 345880 through check number 346140. And item C, by addendum, consider and possibly approve interlocal agreement with the City of Beaumont for funding of the 2010 Port Security Grant Program. Jefferson County is again the fiduciary agent for the distribution of funds under this grant. Do we have a motion to approve all items listed under County Auditor? You have a motion by Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any further discussion? If not, all in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Motions carry. Under County Airport, consider and possibly approve and execute the TxDOT Routine Airport Maintenance Program, that we refer to as the RAMP Program Grant. Number M, 120BMPTA for the Jack Brooks Regional Airport in the amount of $10,000. This grant will be used for airfield lighting, repairs, and maintenance. We have a motion. Motion by Commissioner Senegal, second by Commissioner Alfred. Is there any further discussion? Not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carry. Under risk management by addendum, item A, consider and possibly approve crime insurance renewal for 2011 with Great American Insurance Group for a flat annual renewal premium of $4,300. Do I have a motion?
So moved. Second.
We have a motion by Commissioner Alfred, second by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any further discussion? Not, I'll call for the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. There's nothing else for the good of the county.
Judge, I want to mention one thing before we close out. Tomorrow is the big day, and I hope that everyone get out and exercise their right to vote. So it's a right that we shouldn't take lightly.
Thank you, Commissioner. Ms. Guidry, got anything? Okay. That being the case, we're adjourned.